Homily Part 2. After such marvelous words about making our aim for heaven, have you ever found it hard to understand what the Lord is doing in your life, and sometimes even hard to know how to follow Him? Have you ever been able to rejoice in the power of a great grace when you really got it right with Him, and other times to realize maybe sometimes you completely missed the boat? St. Peter was not just the first pope, he was a tremendous example and inspiration for the early Christians in the springtime of the church. And sometimes St. Peter got things fabulously right, like when he said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Sometimes he got things fabulously wrong, like in today's gospel, when the glory of the Lord is appearing, he wants to start building a shrine while that's going on. Not such a great thing to do. And yet, staying in relationship with the Lord Jesus through all of it, the Lord Jesus would take even his big mistakes and turn them into something powerful, not only for his conversion, but for entry into much deeper Christian life. So nice to see you again. I'm Father Chris Hellstrom. I had the wonderful privilege of teaching some classes 2 years ago here, and love to be with you in your parish. I would like to invite you to the Lenten Mission, which is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, March 1, 2, and 3, from 6:30 to 8 o'clock right here in the church, entitled Encountering and Following Jesus with St. Peter. So a mission is very much like a retreat in the world, because a lot of people can't get 5 or 8 days to go off to a monastery and have a great retreat, though that would be wonderful if you did. But there's a very practical thing of a retreat in the city. And even though it's going to be only an hour and a half each night, I found many times that the Lord will often grace people very strongly, where it'll be like a 3-day retreat. Even if you're at work or at home or picking up the kids, the graces of the retreat will be abiding with you if you commit to it. And the Lord wants to bless that so much. There'll be live streaming for those who are more COVID sensitive. And the night will be about an hour long talk, and then we're going to have time together in prayer again with our Lord and St. Peter. When Jesus first encountered Peter, he said something that I think he may be saying to us tonight. Peter was at the boat on the seashore. He'd been fishing, hadn't caught anything. And the morning Jesus said to him, "Put out into the deep and lower your nets for a catch." That had the literal meaning, but for us, is the Lord saying that to prepare us for the mission? Put out into the deep and lower your nets for a catch. God bless you. Hope to see you.